Clint, what I know you've been watching the film. I've watched that Bears Titans game a couple of times as well. I know for you jump out there and you look at their offense, and their offense wasn't impressive at all. Hell, they threw it for 93 yards on 29 attempts. And they had, I think they had 148 yards of total offense and didn't run it very well either. Ran it for 40 something as well. But what do you see could be potentially that could cause for the Texans, if there is one on this offense?
Well, I think there's one thing that's kind of, for me, it's the tell of two games, right? There's no doubt about it that the Indianapolis Colts are going to look at the film from last week, and they are going to be disappointed in the fact that they didn't continue to run the football downhill and with Jonathan Taylor and continue to do some of the read stuff with Anthony Richardson. Just plain and simple, whether it's because D'Amico's defense is multiple and he can confuse young quarterbacks, or if it's Anthony Richardson's just not ready for that yet, wasting downs is against a team like the Texans is going to get you beat 10 out of 10 times. You can't do that. And so I looked at that. They were up front talking D-tackle. They mashed the Texans a couple of times to the point where I'm still concerned about really good football teams, really good run teams sticking to that.
You thought there was a little something more to how well they did against the Colts in the run game. They think it was more a little bit more of the Colts stopping it, to me, the Texans' offense forcing the Colts.
Well,
to stop
I don't.
It.
I'm not going to minimize anything that the Texans did. It was tremendous. But at the end of the day, I think one thing that sticks out is if the Colts, with that big physical offensive line that they had, showed a lot of promise early in that football game, getting push inside, whether it was Jonathan Taylor or they were pulling it and keeping it with Anthony Richardson, there was a lot of promise there. Now, to their credit, they kept them off the field and they only gave them four snaps in the third quarter, whatever it was, and. And so that's a big reason why they had to go to throwing the football. But the point is that you're not always going to have a 10-point lead. The game's not always going to work out like that. And I think there's a good chance that teams are going to watch that film. They're going to say, it's a really good defense. And Anthony Richardson and boys hit him for a couple of big plays. And sure, that's nice, but you can't live on that. What you can live on is downhill, inside, you can attack these tackles. I think when you got Swift toting the rock, when you got a rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams after week one, you probably need to protect him a little bit. He missed a lot of quick stuff that was there early, a lot of the boring stuff that C.J. Stroud talks about. He missed some of that stuff early, and the way you protect him is you run the football. And so I think whether you're the Bears and you need to protect that young quarterback to a certain extent, especially with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter coming off the edges, or you just watch the film and you go, hey, man, we should be able to run the football downhill on this team. We got to make them stop us running the ball downhill inside. You got Swift. You paid him some money. I think there's a little bit – there's going to be a challenge, I think, by the Bears of trying to run the football inside.
Well, I will say their center, Coleman Shelton, better play better than the way he did on Sunday. He was getting his ass kicked.
Well, I mean, he don't have Simmons. He don't have Sweat. Ain't none of them guys in this.
So, yeah, I was going to say, now he doesn't have Simmons and Sweat walking out there. But, what D'Amico said, Foley, you just can't move him. So he ought to do his job. Why are you making that face, man?
Go back and watch that first Colts drive.
He got moved a little bit. He got moved a little bit.
He got folded.
I just said Coleman Shelton played a horrible game against the Titans. Like you said, though, Sweat's of just a huge body that can play run defense in his sleep, and obviously Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best.
The Titans,
game.
Ron, we talked about it before. The Titans are one of a handful of defenses in this league that have that dude inside in Simmons and can go inside or outside, right? And then all of a sudden they bring in a guy like Sweat who for one game appears to be a hell of a player. And now you got that big 360, 380, whatever the hell he is, inside. I mean, so they got a couple of dudes in Tennessee that I don't know that they'll match up with anybody, any pair of D linemen in the league, but they're pretty damn close.
Yeah. Pretty close, at least in terms of trying to move them out the way to stop the run. All right, the Astros just came up with a huge double play to get out of this inning. Brian Abreu had to come in as Framber wasn't able to finish the seventh. Framber goes his line is finished 6 1/3 inning. He did give up one run as the A's got an RBI hit. It is now 2-1. 2-1 going to the bottom of the seventh. The Astros lead and look to avoid getting swept. So that is the latest there. We'll keep you updated on that. All right, fellas, man. I sure as hell hope you all caught this. Are you looking at this? Hey, man, you think Shannon did that on purpose? You think it was an accident? Because he said it was an accident. He said
I didn't follow up the way you clearly did.
I set an alarm when I found out that was coming on.
Yeah, I didn't. The woman moaning while the camera was on the floor didn't really draw me in to be like, I gotta have more.
I just needed the whole. I needed the whole thing. You great. I was in there. I was in there. If you missed it, if you don't know, if you've been under a rock, you don't know the Shannon Sharpe situation. Shannon Sharpe, as he says, on accident went live on IG as he was enjoying. What was his phrasing? Being a healthy adult male.
Girl.
Driving a healthy lifestyle of an adult male. Basically, he was having sex with a young lady. And it went live. And all you could do was hear their fun time they were having. As you can imagine, what's that like? He went live because it went off and went crazy.